KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, checking sports, first in high school volleyball play last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference. Atlantic posting a conference win over Denison last night. It went 3-2, Atlantic winning 15-12 in the fifth and deciding game. Also, Creston beat Shenandoah 3-1. It was Glenwood 3 in a row over Harlan. Glenwood also swept 3 from St. Albert, and Harlan beat St. Albert 3-1 in a double duel. Also, it was Kemper Catholic defeating Lewis Central 3-1. Red Oak over Clarinda 3-0. In Western Iowa Conference play, Trainer beat Nottoway Valley 3-0. Tri-Center over Missouri Valley 3-2. Underwood beating Riverside 3-0. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Coon Rapids Bayard downing Glidden-Ralston 3-1. Also from the Corner Conference, East Mills outlasting Stanton 3-2. Sydney beat Fremont Mills in 3 straight. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was Murray defeating Bedford 3-1 last night. Also, Southeast Warren over East Union. Southwest Valley beating Mount Air 3-0. Wayne beat Martinsdale St. Mary's 3 in a row. Grandview Christian 2 straight over Central Decatur. Also last night, ACGC beat I-35 in 3 straight. Carroll beat Carlisle 3-0. Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln a 3-game sweep over Sioux City West. And Van Meter beat Panorama 3-0. Well, this week's Iowa Association of Track Coaches individual cross-country rankings look like this locally. In Class 4A, Aiden Booten of Thomas Jefferson is 5th, and Ethan Eichhorn of Lewis Central ranks 7th. The 3A boys rankings show Trey Gross of Harlan number 12, Craig Allen Becker of Atlantic ranked 15th, and Andrew Smith of Glenwood 18th. Class 3A girls, Braylon Baker of Creston rated 12th. In 2A boys, Cole Dooley of Trainer ranked 9th, Baylor Bergren of Red Oak is 11th. In 2A girls, Ella Waddle of Panorama ranked 7th, Mason Hartley of Clarinda 12th, Clara Teagland of Trainer is 15th, Georgia Paulson of Underwood 17th, and Gwen Steffen of Panorama 25th. In 1A boys, Brett McGee of Tri-Center is 6th rated, Zach Dixon of Earlham 9th, Jaden Dixon of Earlham 11th, Quentin Dreyer of IKM Manning 15th, Trevin Sewer of ACGC is 16th, Toby Bauer of Nottoway Valley 26th, and Doug Berg of Nottoway Valley is 29th. In Class 1A girls, Peyton Poggy of Tri-Center is ranked 2nd, Courtney Spohr of Logan Magnolia 6th, Lily Dixon of Earlham 11th, Sophia Broers of Nottoway Valley 16th, Riley Sloss of ACGC 23rd, Reese Duncan of St. Albert 26th, and Maya Moss of Logan Magnolia ranked 30th in this week's listings. Well, the swim team from Council Bluffs won at home Tuesday in a duel with Atlantic. The Abraham Lincoln girls scored a total of 104 points in their victory over Atlantic, which came away from the event with 51 points. For Atlantic, Ava Bruckner took first in the 100-meter butterfly. Lexi Reynolds placed first in the 200- and 400-meter freestyle events. Bruckner also anchored the win for Atlantic in the 200 freestyle relay. Also, Briar Rose took first in the 200-meter individual medley for Atlantic in that meet. Well, Griswold Activities Director Troy Nicklaus released a statement on Tuesday morning that Griswold will be canceling their football game at East Mills this Friday night. Griswold had to cancel their game last week due to low numbers with some players out with illness. The district has since experienced a couple of COVID-19 infections that impacted a number of students and staff with contact tracing. The Griswold School Board on Monday night voted 6-1 to implement a mask mandate within the district that will go into effect on Wednesday and continue through the end of the semester. Well, there will be a homecoming game at Fremont Mills after all. Ranked 5th in the Radio Iowa 8-player poll, the Knights have added a game against Central Valley of Nebraska. Fremont Mills coach Jeremy Christensen says it was important to be able to get a home game.
There were a couple of schools open, but we've only played at home one time. That was week two, so our homecoming, and we got some Hall of Fame induction. So we were trying to hold out for a home game, and then they were able to and willing to come this way. So we are on for 5:30 on Friday.
After having 3 straight games canceled, Christensen says they're thrilled to have a game.
You know, it's always, oh, it won't happen here, all that stuff. And then it does, you know. So when you sit three football games, that we found out Friday morning of week 4 that we weren't going to play that night, and then 5 and 6 we were unable to play due to being virtual, I think it does add a new meaning to it. You got to be ready to go at all times.
The Knights are 3-0, and this will be their first game since back on September 11th.
You know, it's kind of back to square one in all reality, and so we've got to do a good job of getting our guys back ready to go and understand what we need to do, and then we'll make some adjustments through the game once we kind of see where we stand. And Central Valley, obviously a very good opponent, undefeated in Nebraska, and so hopefully we're up to the task.
And again, that's a 5:30 kickoff as they want to accommodate the folks from Central Valley of Nebraska. They're coming from Greeley, Nebraska. That's over a 200-mile drive for that football game on Friday. I had a brief Zoom video conference meeting Tuesday morning. The Iowa High School Athletic Association's Board of Control granted member schools the ability to conduct regular season contests following postseason elimination from fall boys sports. That decision is intended for member schools that lost regular season games during the 2020 fall seasons due to impact from COVID-19 or the August derecho storm. That permission is granted for all high school levels of competition in the IHSAA sports of football, cross country, and class 4A golf. So to schedule additional contests, there are certain conditions that have to be met. Contest must be completed prior to the IHSAA state event. So for football, that means before November 18th. For cross country, before October 30th. And for golf, prior to October 9th. The total number of regular season contests can't exceed the allowable limit in that sport. That'd be 7 regular season football games, 10 regular season cross country contests, and 12 regular season golf contests. And those contests can't be scheduled on any date where the postseason event in that sport is scheduled to be held. They need to contact the IHSAA for more details. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes are preparing for their October 24th season opener at Purdue. It'll be the debut of sophomore quarterback Spencer Petras, who takes over for 3-year starter Nate Stanley.
The biggest thing I learned from Nate is just, you know, how to prepare, how to prepare well to be a Big Ten quarterback. I mean, Nate was like a extremely good example for 2 years that I was able to, you know, be behind him. And so, you know, I have no question in my mind that he showed me the right way to prepare for a game. And that's what I've tried my best to emulate.
Petras takes over an experienced Iowa offense that returns several playmakers.
I mean, we'll have to see how it comes together on October 24th. But, you know, I have high expectations for this offense, and our coaches do as well. And so do the players. You know, we know how good we can be, and we're all excited to go out there and compete.
With most of the starters returning from the offense from last year's team that finished 10-3, the expectations are high.
You know, it's an honor to be able to, you know, go out there and play with them. And, you know, it's my job to make sure that, you know, this doesn't go to waste. We have a great team with a lot of talented guys, and it's, you know, it's up to all of us, but, you know, there's, you know, up to me to execute this offense well.
Once they get going on October 24th, we'll have Hawkeye football for you here on the radio. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell says balance on offense has been a big factor in a 2-0 start to the Big 12. The 24th-ranked Cyclones are averaging 171 yards on the ground and 212 through the air as they host Texas Tech this weekend.
Offensively, finding balance has been big for us, you know, and I think that that's something that when you look at us, when we've been at our best, balance has been the key to success.
Campbell says the Cyclones are at their best when they're balanced. There's also balance in the passing game, as Xavier Hutchinson leads the team in receptions with 11, but 12 different Cyclones have caught a pass in their 3 games.
You got tailbacks that can catch and run the ball. You got tight ends that can block and catch the ball. You got multiple receivers that can catch and block. And so I think having multiples is a lot better than having just one. And you know, I think that's probably one area that's certainly positive for us.
Texas Tech is coming off 2 straight close losses to Kansas State and Texas. Campbell says the Red Raiders have made big strides physically.
This is a really tough-minded group. You know, they're physical on the offensive line. They have 3 really good running backs. You know, you've seen 3 different guys carry the ball and carry with a great sense of physicality. And then you still see some of those elite skill players.
Again, that's a 2:30 kickoff coming up Saturday. In baseball, the Houston Astros are 1 win away from reaching the American League Championship Series for the 4th straight year. Not bad for a team that finished 2 games under .500 during the regular season. George Springer homered twice, and the Astros grabbed a 2-0 lead in the AL Division Series by downing the Oakland Athletics 5-2. The Astros can complete the sweep today. The Rays were able to even their AL Division Series at a game apiece, despite 2 more long home runs by Giancarlo Stanton. Randy Arozarena, Mike Zunino, Manuel Margot, and Austin Meadows hit homers for Tampa Bay in a 7-5 win over the Yankees. The Dodgers opened their National League Division Series with a strange 5-1 win over the Padres. The Dodgers walked 9 times before Mookie Betts supplied their first hit, a double in a 4-run 6th inning. Corey Seager lifted a sac fly that put LA ahead later in the inning. Meanwhile, the Atlanta Braves have taken the opener of their National League Division Series. The Braves were down 4-1 and 4-3 before erupting for 6 runs in the 7th inning in a 9-5 win over the Miami Marlins. Game 2 is coming up today in Houston. Iowa basketball coach Fran McCaffrey expects the Hawkeyes to play a 27-game schedule, including its own multi-team tournament. It's still to be determined what the non-conference schedule will look like.
I feel pretty good about the challenge. I feel pretty good about Iowa State. You know, there's other discussions going on with the rest of the schedule, some at the league level, some at the local level. But to be truthful, you know, we're looking at a lot of different options.
McCaffrey says there are a lot of things to consider, like what if games get canceled?
So we might look at playing extra Big Ten games at that time, you know, if our testing protocols are, you know, among the best that there is out there. So a lot of moving parts, a lot of discussion. There's no way we could pin down anything right now.
McCaffrey says a bubble type of setup is not possible for college basketball.
Because the only bubble is what the NBA is doing. And they spent $170 million. Nobody else is doing that. Major League Baseball is not doing it. You know, nobody else is doing it. So there is no such thing as a bubble.
We'll have Hawkeye basketball for you this season here on KJAN. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.